British legend Paul McCartney was invited to the White House to receive the Gershwin Prize for Popular Song, named after the legendary songwriters George and Ira Gershwin.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me.
During the evening, he sang some of his most famous songs.
Close your eyes and I'll be sure.
The award singled out McCartney for almost five decades of extraordinary contributions to pop music.
Tonight, it is my distinct pleasure to present America's highest award for popular music on behalf of a grateful nation. Grateful that a young Englishman shared his dreams with us, Sir Paul McCartney.
McCartney was equally adoring.
This is such a fantastic evening for me. I mean, getting this prize would just be good enough, but getting it from this president.
Many ladies in my ears, in my eyes.
The evening included an all-star cast of performers who sung their own versions of McCartney hits.
Baby, you can drive my car.
But the highlight of the evening was clearly the guest of honor, who dedicated one of his classic hits to Mrs. Obama. At a news conference at the Library of Congress before the White House event, the former Beatle said the award is especially meaningful.
It's fantastic for me to be here because as a little kid I grew up listening to the music of the Gershwin brothers and loved it and had no idea, of course, that one day I might be in such a place getting an honor such as this.
McCartney says that when it comes to writing songs, not much has changed for him over the years.
Songwriting's always a great thing for me because it's a mystery. You know, you start with a black hole, and if you're lucky, a couple of hours later, there'll be a song there. And that mystery and that magic is still the same for me. In the White House!
Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.
Okay, now this time, just the men. Come on, boys.